TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
I mean, Nazis in America is not a, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy type topic, so.
Wait, it isn't?
No.
Oh.
No, no.
Wait, so we don't want Nazis in America. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying.
But here's something fun. Mm. Kindergarten, distance learning, difficult. Kindergarten, distance learning, in a Spanish immersion class. Shit. I got to watch Noah eat his Taco Bell. I'm like, oh, that looks delicious. Hey, Tim, I'm heading to your house, and on the way I'm stopping at Taco Bell, but don't worry, I'm not going to ask if you want anything.
I thought about asking you, but I thought everyone was...
Nah. Someone said the new Justice League cut is 4 hours long, and said, yeah, but if you put the slow-mo back to regular, it's only 84 minutes. And when you hear this sound...
Stop! He's already dead!
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Mm. And when you hear Dick Snizzle, that means there's a link in the show notes.
Dick? What? No!
I don't know. Dick Snizzle.
Sometimes snow is Dick Snizzles.
For snizzle, my nizzle.
Oh,
you
no.
Got Dick Snizzle. Contact your doctor right away.
Yes.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I am Noah, the N in TanCast.
I did actually parse the word Dick Snizzle really quickly to see if there was an A in there. And if there was, I was going to claim to be the A in it. I just want you to all know that happened. That little bit of math.
Thanks for sharing, Andy.
You're welcome, Noah. I don't know what's going on right now.
Hey, Tim. Hmm?
Hey, Noah.
Sidebar. Don't tell Andy. He's weird.
What? Guys, I heard some people were talking shit behind my back, but I don't know who. Can you help me suss this out?
I will do our best.
Okay.
Our resources are limited.
I need help with the sussing. Suss with me now.
Suss with me, baby.
Weird.
I have a little update that no one gives a shit about.
Uh-huh.
So I think I've talked about how like I've been entering movies I've seen into the IMDb app. Like mm-hmm. You can check into the movie and track that you watched it. So I am up to 1,000 movies I've seen in my lifetime. That's all.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, you know, I'm going to start entering movies, see how far I get. I started with director. Like for a while, I was doing actors. I'm like, oh, there's certain actors I've seen a lot of movies of. I'm just going to go through the whole catalog and check in all the ones I know I've seen. Living the dream, guys. Don't. No one can say I didn't do anything during COVID.
Well, that's good.
1,000 movies. That's a lot of time in my life. Can't get back.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, you know, there's a case to be made for hedonism. There's a case to be made for, you know, if you're just productive with every single minute of every single hour, maybe you're making the world a better place. Maybe you're growing more as a person, but are you really enjoying all of your orbits around the sun? Like,
yeah.
Like if you enjoy rigorous self-improvement, if you derive pleasure and satisfaction from that, and you know, it's not harming others, it's not making the world a worse place, or it's making the world a better place, then yeah, you know, you can definitely make strong moral arguments for doing so. But, you know, if you want to watch 1,000 movies and it's your life and it's your time to enjoy, I would argue, Noah, that that's okay.
I wasn't really that worried about Andy.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to know that it's okay.
I did rewatch what movie? Arrival. That was a good movie.
Still haven't seen it.
Then, yeah, I won't talk about it at all.
Okay.
Because everything is spoilery?
I don't know everything. There's a plot point. Oh, you've seen it, right, Andy?
Yes.
Choose that answer carefully. I love how you weighed it, thought about it for a second, didn't want to answer right away. Like, yes, I've seen it. No, I've not. I'm going to see maybe there's shades of gray in between where I've seen parts of it. I walked in for one scene, walked out for another.
There's a big plot point that I'd be curious to see how you feel about, Tim.
Is that the Amy Adams?
Yes. Yes. Tim?
Oh, I have seen that. I was confusing it with...
So you give me all this shit when I was just quietly doing what you're doing out loud right now. So you gave me all that shit for keeping that to myself. Tim can suck it. Tim can suck on it.
Well, yeah, while you sit there quietly, that's not good radio. I vocalize my confusion. That way everyone can be on board. What was the Natalie Portman one where aliens came?
Oh, Annihilation.
That's what I was thinking you were talking about. Anyway, yes, I've seen The Arrival.
Okay. So, spoilers.
No!
That is such a crazy thing to think about. It's like she knows what's going to happen with her child and still chooses to make that choice. Like, I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting ending of like, I'm like, yeah, that's a tough. And like her and her husband couldn't deal.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that is like, I mean, you know, you get that time together. I'm sure it's precious, but it's also like, it's like, damn, like, you know what's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the whole, like, I guess moral argument of the movie. Like, a lot of the stuff around the alien arrival and how we treat the aliens and what that would be like, and, you know, whether, you know, if understanding a completely different mind would change us or change them or whatever, like, that seems to be sort of like the main moral dilemma of the film. But then you very like suddenly find out that it wasn't, and it takes on a whole other like level of depth. It's like, oh shit. Huh? Well, I wasn't ready to think about this. I'm going to go sit in the corner for a little while
and cry to myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a
hug my kid or if,
it's a wonderful, like it is a very low key, good movie. Like it's not like action paced, but it's just like, it's an interesting movie, is well acted, like, yeah, I enjoyed it, which is why I rewatched it. And I think I fell asleep the first time I saw it a little bit. which happens sometimes.
That's not a movie you can miss a chunk of and be like, oh, I got this.
I think when I fell asleep, I was just like, I woke up and I was like, I think I missed some key plot points here. But I never went back to see it. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to rewatch that. I also rewatched Out of Sight, which I fucking... have watched the movie many times and stayed awake. I fucking love it.
Noah raves. I stayed awake the whole time.
Instead of like, you know how like there's that little guy in the paper and he like, if he hated a movie, he'd be sleeping.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be like, I'd be various levels of sleeping. Like, I only slept for 10 minutes. I only shut my eyes 2 times.
This movie gets 4 sleeps.
So, yeah. Spoiler aside, if you haven't seen The Arrival, it's good.
Good at being shitty.
Yes. No, it's good at being good, Tim.
I disagree.
Tim? Learn to evaluate media.
I've done it. And I evaluated it, and I have found it wanting.
The joke here hears that Tim has a minor in, what was it, film?
No, I actually have a minor in drama.
Oh, that's right.
Film was too close to my major of journalism, according to my administration, whatever, the people who deal with shit about what your minor can be. So your minor can't be too close to your major.
That would explain why they wouldn't allow me to major in fucking around and minor in whacking off.
Yep. It all becomes clear.
Yeah. I mean, I know they said some shit, but I wasn't listening. I was fucking around.
Whackety whack, smacky smack,
and whacking off.
Andy. Did you watch Lovecraft Country?
I have not watched Lovecraft Country yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Well, let me. I can just ask you, I guess, because I didn't want to look into it too much and get any shit spoiled for me. Is it like an ongoing? Is it an ongoing plot, like a plot arc, recurring characters and such, or is it more like an anthology, like Twilight Zone, where like every episode is going to be like a short story?
Ongoing plot arc.
Okay. Yeah. So typically, Caitlin and I, especially with some of the meds she takes and just, you know, some of her being a defective human being, if we're being really honest about it. She has. No. She likes to watch stuff like that, like back to back to back to back to back, so that she can pick out like all the little like tiny bits of nuance and stuff. Also, sometimes there's stuff where it's like, you know, once you get about 30 characters in something, if something weird happens to one of the, what's lower than tertiary? I don't even know. Dodeciary. Once you get like low enough in the roster, like something pops up where like, you know, I might be sitting there like taking rigorous mental notes about all these people and this person pops back up and I'm like, oh shit. And she's like, who the fuck was that? So we have very different relationships with that kind of movie or story or show. I guess movie series. Yeah. When it's in one movie, she typically can follow it all the way through. I kid. She always can. But yeah. So we're going to let that shit stack up. Same reason we're not starting The Boys when the first bit drops, because Amazon's doing that stupid shit where it's like, all right, here's 3 episodes so you can get hooked. And then it's going to be 1 episode a week. Like this was fucking TV.
You know, I don't really care either way.
I do, because on the one hand, I want to be able to watch as much of it as I want, as quickly as I want. And again, for my wife, I don't want to stack that stuff up. And on the other hand, I don't want to be 7 weeks into this release period. And all of a sudden the internet is full of spoilers and memes for the previous 9 episodes while I'm just waiting for the 10th one to drop so we can start. That gets on my nerves.
Yes. I mean, since you're on almost no social media anymore, you should be fine.
I mean, I'm still on Reddit. Reddit loves to meme shit.
Oh, well, I'm not on Reddit, so that's how I avoid that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Get off that Reddit, man.
Yeah.
Gotta kick that Reddit teat.
Reddit 2020, fewer noncers than Reddit. Notsers. Nazis than Reddit 2019.
Notsers are like an amateur Nazis.
Yes, yeah.
Look at this little Notzer trying to come up in here with his stupid white supremacy bullshit.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't a Notzer be a madam?
No.
No? Okay. Speaking of fewer Nazis, have either of you guys
watched... Did you say fewer Nazis?
Yes. Speaking of fewer Nazis and fewer Nazis, both.
I have not, Andy.
You have not watched Hunters on Amazon?
No.
Okay.
I watched part of the first episode. Is that the one... We're like, the very beginning is there's like a barbecue going on?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Is Amy Adams in that one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Then no, Amy Adams, no Septopods. Septopods, did they have 7?
I don't know why I didn't keep it. I mean, it seemed fine. It just didn't totally grab me. So I was like, I'll come back to this. And I think there's other shit that I was like more interested in watching.
It is good. It is definitely, see, when it was teased, I was trying not to have much spoiled for me, but then I also couldn't tell from what limited stuff I watched about it, if it was supposed to be like, you know, kind of like the true story of people sort of like trying to trace down Nazi scientists that had been brought to America and You know, if it was maybe like tied into stuff that the Mossad did or whatever. Nope, this is an alternate reality. It has its moments that are a little bit like, what was the Tarantino movie? Inglourious Basterds. Where it's like, oh, this didn't happen at all. But then like there's other major plot points where it's like, oh, well, that is a thing that happened. Oh. So it plays less fast and loose with reality than that did. But then it also will just suddenly have these asides, and they're not like necessarily a character's like fantasy life or anything. It's just like suddenly there's an aside, and sometimes it's like meant just for the audience, and sometimes it's sort of like to illustrate someone's mental state. But it's like there's parts where it's very goofy and very non-literal very suddenly. And then it's like right back into like fairly, you know, dark, gritty, realistic. So like the tone shifts can be a little bit tough to track, a little bit tough to get your head around at first. But a lot of them definitely inject some levity into, I mean, Nazis in America is not a, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy type topic. So.
Wait, it isn't?
No.
Oh.
No, Noah.
Wait, so we don't want Nazis in America. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I know. How could somebody be so brave in 2020 to say, fuck the fash?
I saw Tim this week briefly.
We got to film, who will, spoiler alert, be the last of the Skills series of videos on Instagram and Facebook. Well, technically, it's going to be the second to last.
Oh, man. I thought I was the last, oh. Tim.
I mean, you were the last actual one with a basketball hoop involved.
Did you show the kids?
Yes. They thought it was very funny.
Yeah, I went and got my final crown put in for my chipped tooth.
Nice.
And the dentist, Tim's on the way home back from the dentist. I was like, what are you up to, buddy? You working from home? Want to hang out for a moment?
Tim's like, for one shining moment.
It was very nice.
Very nice.
We sat in the driveway, watched his neighbor drive up and sit in his driveway for a moment. And we're like, what the fuck is she doing?
Then she gave me random chocolate muffin and a bagel that apparently her father didn't want. I was like, you're poisoning me.
But slowly, you know, like a gentleman.
Poison me with sugar and deliciousness.
I got to watch Noah eat his Taco Bell. I'm like, oh, that looks delicious. Hey, Tim, I'm heading to your house, and on the way I'm stopping at Taco Bell, but don't worry, I'm not going to ask if you want anything.
I thought about asking you, but I thought everyone was...
Nah.
I thought everyone was going to be there. I thought you had eaten lunch already because it was late in the day. I'm sorry, Tim. Next time I'll ask you what's the thing.
I just thought it was fun. I didn't even think about it until I was telling Danelle, like, oh, and then this happened, and he was eating his Taco Bell. He's like, she goes, he didn't bring you any? I'm like, oh, no.
Tim, why don't we go get you some Taco Bell?
I'm solid.
Oh, okay. You sure?
I'm good.
I'll get you some Taco Bell, buddy.
I'm good.
Just for you. I won't even aim for myself this time. And then I'll just sit and watch you eat.
And I'll be like, it's delicious.
Oh, this feels wonderful eating delicious Taco Bell while your friend watches.
Going on and on. Oh, I don't normally get Taco Bell, but oh, I finally got a chance to get some Taco Bell. Let me tell you, this Taco Bell is good Taco Bell.
I don't know if you had this Taco Bell. It's probably the best Taco Bell I've ever had in my life.
Guys, I'm telling you, like, I don't know what it is. I think maybe they changed up the recipe a little bit, but there's filet in here.
But I think it was for only one day.
Yep.
Oh, and it just expired. Sorry.
they just ran out of the filet. They're back to lips and assholes. Sorry.
I can go get you some lips and assholes, Taco Bell, Tim. You want some of that?
Mm-mm. And unfortunately, this was before California was set on fire, so we could just sit outside and not be like, ah!
Oh, nice.
Actually, no, I guess it technically wasn't before it was set on fire. It was just before the fires started raging out of control.
Mm.
And then making its way down to the city, and not just the city, but yeah.
I hadn't realized that there was a fire up by you guys, too.
Oh, there's fire all around us.
There's multiple.
Fire over here, fire over there.
I'm against it, in case anybody was wondering.
Yeah.
I'm anti out of control raging fires. Mm. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know. It's very brave.
Yeah.
Way to take a stance, Tim.
I mean, if I don't, who will, Noah?
Definitely not the fires.
No.
They don't give a fuck.
Nope. They don't. They really don't.
I mean, I think I've talked about this before on Tankcast, but if not, I had a house burned down on me once. Luckily, it was not a raging fire. It was just my house. But yeah, it sucks.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, like there's all my shit. I came back. I don't know when I came back. Like, at some point I came back, like, not too long afterwards, and like saw the pile of my burned stuff on the ground. I'm like, yeah, that's what a house used to be. I'm like, oh, there's my leather jacket, the only one I've ever owned in my life. it's a little crispy now.
Huh.
So a kid, I was renting a room from a lady and her adopted son, and him and his, we were living near a barn because it was like Calistoga, and him and his friend were playing with matches inside the barn, caught some hay on fire, and then got out of control. There's quite a few houses around. Fortunately, it did not spread. Just the barn burned down in my place.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. I remember leaving work. Like, I was at work, and like someone's on the phone that's here. House is on fire? I'm like, are you fucking with me? I mean, I don't think I have to. Are you joking with me? I'm like, no. And I'm like, okay, I gotta go. And I go outside, and Calistoga is like, it's a small town, so it's not like there's like huge like high rises. I just see like smoke over the trees. Like, I think I lived about maybe a mile away from work. I got on my bike and I was like, all right. I'm like, well, maybe it's just the house next to mine. Nope.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Ah, I thought I mentioned it, but yeah. So that is how I ended up in San Jose. I mean, I probably would have ended up there anyways. Like, I was done living in Calistoga. Like, I did not have a car. I was in my 20s. So I was like, this is not the town for me. I did save a lot of money because there was not shit to do. I'll never mention this. At one point, I was living with my mom, and there was like a video store that rented adult movies, and I was an adult. So I would rent movies, and then one time, and like, you know, it's a small town, so the lady who worked there knew who my mom was and told her I was renting adult movies. I was like, why the fuck would you do that?
Wow.
So I never went to that video store again. Luckily, there's two video stores. Unfortunately, the other one did not rent adult movies. So I was just like, well, I'll just watch regular movies.
Well, that's some low quality bullshit right there.
I mean, I think if I was older and like knew more about like much, I don't know, rights, but whatever, I'd probably weigh more of a stink. But I was young. I was like, oh, that seems shitty. Yeah. Not getting more of my business.
I mean, like, what are they thinking? It's like they make money off of that. Like, well, we want to stock these, but we really dislike it when people rent them. So,
and we want to shame people of age who drew it.
Yes, yeah. So let's drive away business at every pot. Damn that Noah! He keeps renting all the ones I wanted to watch. I'm just going to target him specifically.
So yeah, those are my stories of Calistoga. I worked at a mud bath place. Got to see naked men all day.
You lucky duck.
I did know that. I knew about you living in Calistoga and working at the mud bath place and all that. I did not know about the house burnings.
Another thing that kind of, I mean, it kind of annoyed me. So they set up a fund in this town for like to help, you know, us get back on our feet. And the lady who has a kid and should have got the money, she just took all the money, but never said anything to me about it. Like, I just called her one time, like, "Oh, how's the, how's the fund doing?" She's like, "Oh, we spent it." I'm like, "Oh." I'm like, "Okay." I mean, you know, and I was fine. Like, you know, I had a place to live. She probably needed way more than I did, but just like, never say anything about it. Like, "Do you want some of this?" or anything. Just kind of like, just gone. I'm like, "Oh, all right."
Compassion.
So there you go. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Stick to it.
Yeah. Stick in it. Wait, no. No, don't stick in it. Not if it's on fire.
But did you guys see all the stuff that came out of DC fandom yesterday?
Yes, I did.
I did not see all the stuff.
Oh, yeah. I probably didn't either.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I saw the trailer for The Batman. Which is going the, surprising route of being dark, but also edgy.
Oh, wait. Is it gritty?
Oh, it's, yes, Eddie, they decided to go gritty.
Huh.
This isn't your papa's Batman.
I mean, my papa's Batman was dark and gritty. Because it was Michael Keaton.
Fair enough. That was your dad's Batman?
It was also weird. Well, I mean, that was... I don't think that he actually ever watched the Adam West Batman TV show.
All right.
But he did watch that movie.
I'll allow it.
Adam West.
Like, there's a scene where he, in the trailer, sorry, where a goon guy is standing in front of a bunch of other goon guys, and then Batman shows up, and he's like, "Who are you supposed to be?" And then Batman just, like... first knocks him out, and now he's on the ground, and he just starts doing that thing where he's just like pounding on him while he's on the ground, and the rest of the guys are just sitting there looking at him like, "Oh my gosh, it's so scary." I'm like, "If only there was a ton of you." Like, and a dude with the limited peripheral vision due to his goofy mask, you could take him down. Yeah.
But I mean, that's every like movie where it's just like there's like 20 of us, but we're all just gonna wait a turn to get our ass kicked one by one.
I mean,
even one of them went to assist, like just like. But
he broke Roger's arm, like he didn't give a fuck.
It's like that Simpsons meme. Stop! He's already dead. No one knows that Simpsons meme.
Yep.
Okay. It was hilarious.
It was.
I don't know. I don't know. Hilarious.
Wonder Woman 84 looks like it's going to be interesting, but I still don't understand how she can lasso lightning and why that was a thing that needed to be added.
I saw that as well. I'm like, that's interesting.
Stop! He's already dead.
I was like, why not just make her fly? Why do we need this?
Yep. Just give her the invisible jet. Like, lassoing lightning is not less goofy than an invisible jet.
You are right. Like, I didn't know lightning could hold your weight. I was under the impression that it just set California on fire.
Yeah. I mean, it does also do that, but have you ever tried to climb up lightning?
I mean, in fairness, I have not tried, so...
Then how do you know?
I guess I don't. Linda Carter showed up to the Wonder Woman panel, and everybody was super excited. I was like, does that mean she's in the movie? But apparently not.
Oh. Alrighty.
And then there was the release of... the Snyder Cut trailer.
Stop! He's already dead.
Yes, I did see that too.
Oh, I'm fucking behind.
And I was like, oh. And it's going to be 4 hours long.
Yep.
Yes, of course it is.
They're going to do it as a miniseries.
I was not very impressed with the Suicide Squad trailer or teaser.
Well, yeah, I mean... they had nothing. Oh, and the Black Adam trailer, both of those. Like, I feel like they really had nothing.
Well, yeah.
Although there's a ton of fucking characters in the Suicide Squad movie.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. Like, and it's got James.
It just
Gunn
kept
at the
going.
Helm.
I'm like, oh, there's more. Oh, all right. There's more people. Okay.
So I will say there was another Suicide Squad trailer that I am intrigued by. And it's Suicide Squad. It's like kills the Justice League or something like that, or gotta kill the Justice League. Okay. It's a video game. And watching the trailer for this video game, I'm like, this is a Suicide Squad movie I want to see.
Like, all right.
Like, legit.
So the Zack Snyder cut trailer leaked online, apparently, before the actual reveal. And one reviewer for Forbes commented on it. And Zack Snyder lit into him like he was, you know, advocating for the death of babies or something. And all his Zack Snyder fanboys have also just started unleashing on this critic, who was one of the few people who actually didn't hate Batman v Superman. So I'm like, what are you doing right now? Also, Zack Snyder said the very cogent point that this movie is for adults. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I am tired of the narrative that somehow Marvel movies are for kids and DC movies are for adults. Like, no.
Well, I mean, in fairness, the original Justice League sent kids running and screaming with terrible nightmares over the smooth ape lip.
Oh, that's what he was saying. Like, apparently in this reviewer's review of the theatrical cut of Justice League, he said it was enjoyable, like watching a Saturday morning cartoon. He's like, well, maybe you're not the target audience. This is for adults.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm an adult, and where to fucking start?
Like, yeah, you're right. The movie about the alien in the red cape and the millionaire who dresses up in BDSM and the swimming fish man and the magical princess from another island that doesn't exist, that's very much adult.
Yep.
I was like, maybe I can't remember if I posted this or not. I'm like, every time I want to be like, you know what? I don't care. I don't want this. I don't need this. But if people are that excited about it, I'm glad they're getting their Snyder cut. Then Zack Snyder opens his mouth and I'm reminded, oh yeah, fuck Zack Snyder. Fuck you, Zack Snyder. You hear me? Go fuck yourself.
You know what? I don't think he heard you.
He's listening and he's crying in his little Zack Snyder bed.
His mattress of money.
Someone said the new Justice League cut is 4 hours long, and they said, yeah, but if you put the slow-mo back to regular, it's only 84 minutes.
Yes, Tim. Good. Took him down a peg.
That wasn't me. Somebody else said that.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Just some random commenter in the world.
Good job, random commenter somewhere in the world.
I'll see it.
I mean, unless HBO Max somehow falls in my lap, I'm not going to see it.
Well, I got some HBO Max.
Well, it's nowhere near my lap, and that's how I like it.
But I could get it closer to your lap.
Easy now. Easy. We randomly rewatched our wedding video yesterday, and Noah's speech was hilarious.
I vaguely remember it.
And also we started at the reception because we were doing like a thing where we just listened to music while we were doing chores, and one of them Michael picked was the Imperial Death March the Imperial March and from Star Wars.
Glad you clarified that.
Right. I mean, I know people know what I'm talking about, but just in case. And Danelle goes, "Oh, this is what Uncle Andy and Uncle Noah came in to do during our wedding." I'm like, no. Actually, she probably also said Uncle Matt, who is our actual uncle. And I was like, no. It was the throne room. And I was like, let's find that video and watch it. And then we just ended up watching it from there on. And the part where Danelle has to throw the garter, they made Noah like genuflect and have Danelle sit on his knee. But they kept like dragging it out while that was going on. And
yes.
Just, you could see Noah's face like, all right, can we move this along?
Yeah, I don't know if you ever kneel down on one knee while having someone else sitting near the leg. It's not fucking easy.
And then when it's finally done, you get up, you're like, whew.
And that was no reflection on how much Joelle weighed or anything. It's just like, that's a lot of any male weight is a lot to support on one leg. Yeah, I was like, why is this still going?
Why did they have you get down so early? Like, let's get all the dudes on the dance floor before we get Noah down there. good times.
Was my speech also touching?
Yes.
Not-
except for the part where you said he's leaving us to be a big star in L.A. I'm like, oh, well, don't worry, Noah. He's coming back. Without the big star part.
I don't remember saying that. I remember I just banged that out like, I think I was just sitting at work and I was like, all right, I need to write a speech.
Noah's productivity is down today, but his speech writing is way up.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I guess for me, I feel like speech is like, just say something true to the point. It doesn't have to go on forever.
Oh, it was, I mean, people loved it. I mean, one of those people being me, but also the crowd loved it. There was a part where, like, yeah, you stumbled on something. You're like, he found his perfect person or woman. Or I can't remember the way you said it. It was like, or you know, like, she could be a woman. She could be a person. We don't need to mog ourselves down in these details.
That's not the important part. Who needs to worry about these details?
And then, like, there was a couple times where I said something on camera that made me laugh. And Danelle's just looking at me like, really? I'm like, what can I say? Apparently, I find my own humor funny. I tickle me perfectly. Like, where I was over, it was time to cut the cake, and I was the only one over there. And I turned around, I was like, did she break up with me again?
I mean, that joke was topical and timely.
Oh, and we were doing the money dance, and they were like, all right, so Danelle has a little bag you can put the money in. Tim doesn't have a bag, so I guess you can just stuff the money in his pockets. And I go, easy.
Easy. Oh,
that made easy. Me laugh.
I mean, if you can't make yourself laugh. I crack myself up all the time.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Stuff.
Got a gum.
We're streaming our way through Eureka. I had forgotten how dark that show was. Like, there's a lot of goofiness to it, but at the same time, it's like, people have a tendency to die and die spectacularly. It's wow. Like it's almost cartoonishly, but not quite.
I mean, it definitely had a bit of edge to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're watching it with Drew, and it's just everyone's like, a frozen body falls over. He's like, "Is that person dead?" And they shatter into a billion pieces on the ground, and then they go poking through the pieces to try to identify the person. And Drew's like, "This is all really dark." I'm like, "Yes, it is, buddy."
I thought you'd be like, "No, he might be all right."
Oh man. On a similar note, we watched Titanic with Drew last night.
Why?
I guess Caitlin has been wanting to watch Titanic with him forever. And I'm like, I think that there probably might be parts of the show that, or this movie that don't interest him. And there might be parts that are a little adult for him. She's like, nah, it's fine. It's fine. She always does. Cause she doesn't remember like exactly how adult shit was. And I have to remind her constantly, but anyways, yeah, so we get to the scene with the car and everything, and Drew's like, did they do it? They did it. They just did it. That's why the car's all steamy. They did it. Wait, do you get that sweaty doing it? Like,
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Like, no, buddy, they've just been farting in that car a lot, so it's steamed up the windows and drift onto them. They just can't stop farting.
Can't stop, won't stop.
He's like, you know, you can actually answer a question once in a while. I can tell when you're lying. I'm like, no, you can't. I'm like, the number of times that I've successfully made you, the number of times I've successfully made your mother, a grown adult woman, believe some outrageous bullshit because I just kept a straight face. And she's like, well, I mean, he knows a lot of stuff. This seems like something he'd know.
I mean, this fee seems feasible.
Yeah. I'm like, Drew, you catch me in the lies I let you catch. Ah, but he's turning 12 this week.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
I will not have a birthday party. This is the year without birthday parties.
I mean, small one.
Yeah.
Like with you guys.
Well, yes. Yeah, we're having a 3-person birthday party. But like, you know, no friends over or, you know, out to go do things like bowling or roller skating or whatever. Right. So he's fairly close outside, but he's just watching TV, so hopefully he doesn't hear this. We already gave him one of his birthday presents, and it's a big-ass Lego set, and he thinks this is the big birthday present. It's not. There is a bigger Acer Lego set still to come. Because we're like, well, I mean, if we're not buying, like, pizza for 15 kids, like, we can just take that pizza money and buy more Lego with it. Kitten's like, genius. Genius. So, yeah. It's going to be the year of no party, but shit tons of Lego, which he will like. He also just started school, so that's weird.
Oh, yes, it is. I was like, something happened this week that was worthy of talking about besides the other stuff I've been talking about, yeah. And that was it.
And on Friday, one of his teachers decided to have the kids do scavenger hunts inside their house. Like, go find the house keys or go find... this, go find, like, whatever, like a bunch of random stuff.
Something interesting in mommy's underwear drawer.
Yes, yeah.
Go. Is that really what happened?
Go find, no, it wasn't that. No, so this teacher, and, you know, her heart was in the right place. She's trying to get the kids active and entertained and whatever, and it's a Friday. But she failed to take into account that I fucking work here. That this is both his school and it's my goddamn office. So having him tear assing around the house, not welcome. Not even in the littlest bit. Some of the kids, like when she told her to do that, like grabbed their laptops and whatever, and were running around the house with the laptops. It's like, those are expensive. Those are not something.
Was it like a timed thing? Why were they running?
Because, yeah, it was like, you know, get back quickly with whatever. And like whoever got back first got bonus points.
I see.
In this little game they were playing. Yeah. I mean, it was like a scavenger hunt. It's not just like, go find this. It's, you know, like more credit for being the first one to bring it back. Drew, because we've got him set up in the kitchen table, just because it's a convenient spot and good lighting and everything. And we still don't have a desk for his room. Because he's been slow as fuck to clean his room up. He slid in the kitchen and went crashing into the island and knocked a bunch of shit off and just shattered one of our bowls while doing this. So in addition to everything else that I was not cool with, I'm like, there's actual property destruction and potentially child destruction going on. Please stop and never do this again. So I'm going to send her a... you know, an understanding but frank email of, hey, you know, your heart's in the right place, totally get it, trying times, yada yada. I work here though. You got to keep that in mind. And I'm not the only one. So when we get our kids like localized to a spot where they're working, they need to stay there.
All right.
I don't got kids, guys.
I know.
I clearly have a job that is different, that I would not be that put out if the boys were running around. I mean, I'm not, because they have been all summer. So, well, I guess I'm just used to terracing around the house, yeah, while I'm working.
Yeah.
But here's something fun.
Mm.
Kindergarten, distance learning, difficult. Kindergarten, distance learning, in a Spanish immersion class, shit. Because, like, the whole point of a Spanish immersion is you go into kindergarten and now the teacher is speaking nothing but Spanish to you all day.
Yep.
And so you pick up the Spanish eventually by watching the visual cues of what she's doing. Now, let's pretend you're on Comcast internet and now things are lagging. You're hearing something, but you're seeing perhaps something else. So now you think agua means ladder.
Neat.
Also, now it's like there's like, now they're like, so I mean, it's going to change, but up till now it's been like a half hour of meetings in the morning, and then like they've been working independently on these packets, and I'm supposed to help. Yeah, you know, I'm not supposed to, but I am, you know, I mean, yes, I am supposed to, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, Tim, you're supposed to do this, but it was just like, you know, a parent should be, you know, facilitating this packet or whatnot. I don't read Spanish, so I'm telling him how to do it in English, which is not helping.
Yeah.
So then I'm trying to learn it in Spanish to say it, but then, of course, he has follow-up questions I can't answer in Spanish. I'm like, ugh. And this would be great. I mean, Danelle speaks Spanish, but she is in a... Her school is starting at the same time, and she can't just break away in the... Like, I can't... Like, James's room... James's work area is in my room, so, like, we are together, mostly because I want to, like, keep an eye on him, because as I turned around the other day, I'm like, yep, he is not paying attention and not watching the screen. I'm like, this is a dude who will watch YouTube videos until his eyes bleed, but all of a sudden, like, he's like, nope, what is this? The ceiling's over there. Oh, look, I have toes. So I wanted to be in the room to make sure he stays on task, but so yeah, he's in the room with me, and I'm like, I'm trying my best, but like, I worry, like, because Michael can speak Spanish. He and Danelle can converse in Spanish. And I worry it's going to take a lot longer for that to be true for James. Mm. And that makes me sad.
Have
yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yes, have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Have you guys tried doing Spanish immersion? I mean, it'll be tough for you too, but this is an opportunity for you to learn more Spanish, I guess. Like treating your evenings, like family time, as Spanish immersion.
Not yet.
Okay. It might help.
No sé.
¿Cómo?
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
I mean, that is... Yeah, that is a useful phrase for children.
That's it. I wish the coronavirus would go away.
Yeah.
I know. Another bold stance that I've taken.
I know. It, you know, in 2020, can we really be this bold in one podcast?
Hey, guys. Trump, not a good president.
Damn.
Where do you get the courage to say something so controversial and yet so brave?
I mean, no, there are literally people who will pick up batons, shields, and mace to argue that point with you, you know, politely.
Don't tell anyone. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Oh, man. His kids are half the fucking speakers at his convention. Like... it's the Trump party, like the people, all the, like, the Lincoln Project and everything else. It's like, nope, you're going to have to start a new party. Like, you call it the Lincoln Party, do whatever you want to do. But yeah, never Trumpers. The party, it's chosen its messiah, and it's him. It is all fucking in on him. Yeah. Yeah. We've had our own challenges, by the way, with the distance learning. Not just the fucking scavenger hunt happening while I'm on a conference call, but the child's tendency to want to perform and talk more than he ought to, and like lots of that stuff. So Caitlin and I'd had several conversations beforehand where I was like, I'm like, hey, I know it sucks, but you need to be monitoring him while he's doing this. You need to be keeping, like, you know, physically keeping him on task. Like, basically, you need to be a teacher's aide until he gets this shit in his head. And that worked for 2 days. So she monitored him on Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday was, like, you know, just supposed to be a do your homework kind of day, or if you needed help from a teacher. But, like, there was nothing going on. Like, no teachers were holding office hours because they literally haven't given homework yet, because they'd all had one class so far. So basically, he had school on Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Friday. And Monday, Tuesday, she was on it. And Thursday, Friday, I was like, he's running around the fucking house. Where are you? Like, you should have been there to fucking stop this. So, you know, it's causing her life to suck. It's causing my life to suck. It's causing me to be mad at her. It's causing both of us to be mad at Drew. Both of us to be a little bit mad at her teacher or his teacher. So, yeah. I guess what I'm saying is I also wish the coronavirus would just fuck off forever. Brave, I know.
Yeah, let's go sit around for a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Go away. No one wants you.
Oh, guys, haven't you heard Trump? They're going to have a miracle cure on November 2nd.
Sure they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had... friend post on Facebook, like, AOC tweeted this thing that's saying we need to keep businesses shut till after the election. And, like, several news sources have said that is not a real tweet. That is something someone made up. And then, like, he posted, for some reason Facebook took this down saying it was fake, but clearly it's real. And, like, no, it's not real. And, I posted one of the articles that said it was fake, and then he deleted that entire thing and reposted it again later. And then someone else posted a different article from a different source pointing out how it's fake. And I'm like, you are willfully ignoring people who are telling you you are spreading lies right now. Like, I have been guilty of posting something before vetting it, and then someone's like, hey, this is not true. And then I fucking take it down, or I edit it in some way to be like, hey, this isn't true. Here's what the actual truth is. Like, there's no need to stick to your beliefs just because, or there's no need to stick to the one thing you posted that supports your beliefs just because that one thing was proven wrong. That doesn't mean all your beliefs are wrong. It means that one thing is wrong. You can still not like AOC, and she can still have not posted that.
Yeah. But also for them, no. I mean, if we're being honest, what you just said is correct. But for them, that's not an option.
The friend I mentioned last week who has been posting a bunch of QAnon stuff,
yep.
I stopped following her on Instagram, and then she sent me a text. She's like, sorry if that video I sent you offended you. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I logged into an old email account today and found that she had sent me a video of a movie called Uncle Tom. Hey, did you notice there wasn't a link? Like, that link's going to be in the show notes? That's right. It's not. it's an oral history of the American black conservative. I was like, well, Lily White, Whitey Whiterson. I don't know that I really needed to be lectured about black conservatism from you. But she's like, oh, I got this from a friend and he was black. There was no back and forth. It was like, she's like, I really want to get your opinion on this. I'm like, not for nothing. I do not want to spend the energy to watch this video and dissect it for you based on our relationship and the fact that you are fucking neck deep in QAnon. You do not seem like you're going to be having a thoughtful conversation about it.
Or anything.
Right. So I'm like, A, I'm not going to watch this. B, fuck off.
Cultists, fuck off. 2020.
And I'm responding to her right now.
All right.
Oh, you're actually going to respond?
Okay.
Well, yeah, I didn't respond to the text, but I'm going to respond to the email like, oh, just so she knows that the QAnon stuff was the reason I stopped following her and not this.
Yep. But say, but I'm not going to watch this bullshit video either. No, because it's like, oh, he has his ear stopper to the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, there has been a concerted effort with OANN, unsurprisingly, and Sinclair and Fox, also unsurprisingly, and people in the White House and people in fucking Congress and people running for Congress and great thinkers on the right, all dissecting Kamala Harris's blackness. Yeah.
Yes. I've heard about this.
Yep. It's like, I mean, the birther shit's bad enough, but it's like, okay, why don't you explain to us what black enough is for you? Why don't you go hop in your fucking time machine and go live her childhood in Oakland? And you tell us if her experiences were authentically black enough. Speaking of Uncle Tom's. Sorry, because seriously, like a bunch of the people who are doing it are as white as I am. But several of them are people of color. It's like, yep, you're their useful idiots. I get it. The money is sweet and the grift is easy. All you got to do is act like them. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is sell out the suffering of every other person who is and ever has had the same skin color as you. That's all you got to do. And then the money comes in and it's easy. All it costs is your fucking soul.
What? There was a meme that was like when you... Okay, it was a Twitter person named Joshua Pease, and it says, if you're a white person who thinks all this racism talk is getting out of hand, and you're quick to post a video of a famous black person agreeing with you, but won't read a book from a black person with a PhD in their field disagreeing with you, then you aren't trying to learn. You're just weaponizing black voices to confirm your own bias.
Damn. But yes. Yeah, I got no follow-up for that because, yeah.
Yeah, it's truth.
Yep. Oh, man. I think peak irony was Diamond and Silk complaining about getting kicked off of Fox for saying the same stuff that the white anchors were saying about coronavirus and hydroxychloroquine and whatever the fuck else was the reason that Fox kicked them off. Like, well, that's racist because these white people, it's like, yeah, you knew where you were. You knew which side you took. Oh my God, the leopard ate your face?
I'm related to any of this. One time I was walking through a park near me, and there were people at the park practicing their flogging skills. Like BDSM, I'm wearing leather, yeah. I'm practicing whipping this balloon.
I was wondering if maybe flogging was a dance I wasn't. Like, is this like the whip has evolved? And now it's turned into flogging. There's a whole dance style around that move.
I think is it flogging is the name of it?
Yeah, yeah. Whipping somebody with like a multi-corded whip. Yes, that is flogging someone.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they're practicing.
I couldn't fit my brain around the actual words you were saying, so I had to assume that there was something I wasn't hip enough to get. No, you're using the proper word in the proper way. It's just. I can't wrap my brain around it. But in a different way than when you IM'd us and told us that you love watching people eat hot shit and react, and I kept taking the word shit literally. I'm like, the shit is hot. Like somebody warm. Why are people eating shit? Do they spice the shit? What's ah? I mean, yeah, everyone would react because it's Noah, what are you saying here?
I mean, yeah, that's a special type of fetish there.
Yeah.
It's just so amusing. And I'm sure it happens with other things, but trying to see people's brain work while they're like, their mouth is on fire.
Yes.
It's just like, there's like, I'm like, yeah, I bet it is hard to think about shit.
Yeah. I love that Paul Rudd's response to pain is to double down on Goofy, and Terry Crews is to like get excited about the pain. Well, those are two very different responses.
Did they both do it?
Yeah. They've both been on Hot Ones. But I would recommend both. I enjoyed them both.
Stop! He's already dead.
I feel like Terry Crews didn't really do it for me. I enjoyed Paul Rudd, but there I've been chasing the high of Key and Peele, and I've never gotten to one as good as that ever since. Mm.
One guy actually shit himself.
Oh.
Really?
Oh my.
Yeah, it was the guy from Mad TV, the comedian. Asian comedian.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, I vaguely know who you're talking about. I never watched Mad TV.
Yeah, yeah. Comedian didn't help you on Mad TV.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Like, when I said both it, Key and Peele were on Mad TV and are both comedians.
Yes.
When I said it, I was visualizing him in my mind. So I was like, how do you guys not know who I'm talking about?
Wait, was he eating shit? I don't understand.
There's another guy who talked. There's a guy who is apparently really into eating ass, and the host asked about it. And like, he's just like, he almost sees like, it's like, he said it in a way that was like, it's disrespectful if you don't eat the ass. Like, what are you talking about? it was like, and I watched that one because there was someone else. I was watching some other guy who was talking about his favorite moments on Hot Ones. It was like, wait, there's one where the guy just talked about eating ass?
Well, now I got to find that one.
I'll find it. I just don't remember the guy's name now. He's like a rapper, but not a famous one that I had ever heard of before.
Lord. Then Andy and I have no shot at it.
But he's been in the game a long time, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Been in the game for 10 years from making rap tunes?
Ever since Honey's War and Sassoons.
Yeah. Holy shit, that song is 25 years old.
All right, well, I'll send it to you guys, but I'm not going to find time for the show.
Okay. Well, shall we wrap this up?
Wrap it up and wrap it out.
Yes. The roof. The roof's not on fire, but you might want to, spray some water up there because the embers are getting close.
I mean, many roofs are on fire.
Yes. Yes.
So that's it for Tankcast this week.
No, we do the business.
I mean, never trust someone who doesn't want to eat ass. You know what I'm saying?
It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
Not today. Speaking Spanish to a 5-year-old. No. Take that back. Not today, stupid ex-friend posting QAnon crap in my Instagram feed.
Yes. Bam. Indeed, not
today.
That
one better. That's a keeper.
Yep. This week I hate that Mark Meadows went on TV to lie about, we don't even know what QAnon is. I had to Google it. No, you fucking didn't. I have a prediction to make.
You didn't say you hate Donald Trump.
Well, I was getting up to that.
Jesus Christ, dude, can you just get there?
Okay, I hate Donald Trump. Bye-bye.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast.
Thank you. Now, what's your prediction?
My prediction was that sometime between now and the election, Donald Trump is going to retweet some actual QAnon shit. And that's why
I hate
Donald Trump.
Happened?
Has he? I mean, he's spoken fondly of Q people. He's retweeted a bunch of shit by people who are pushing QAnon and Pizzagate and everything. But I don't know that he's actually retweeted QAnon shit, like, the where we go one, we go all, or whatever.
That seems unlikely. I feel like he must have. I mean, granted, it probably would have made news, not unlike the rolling boulder outside Noah's window right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No reaction. Oh, no, it got Noah.
Oh, no.
I'm here.
Okay. Noah's just busy dodging the boulder, but he's back. Did you get
we
the
had
idol?
To get the... Yeah, the he has to escape the Jovitos.
Yes.
I was finding the eating ass clip.
Start the plane! It?
Yeah. Share. Start at... There we go. Copy.
Can you do a start at for YouTube on your phone?
No. Say that again?
Okay, I was saying, can you do a start at for YouTube on your phone? Because I haven't figured out a way to do that yet, and Andy said no.
If you write, you have to do the math in your head of like how far in you want to do, but all you have to do is put ?T= in the number of seconds that you want to start.
Oh, Navy SEALs.
Yeah, so like you see there on Noah's where you just got that ?T=1111. So 1111 is 18 and a half minutes, give or take.
So we have to go pick up a packet for my son soon, so I'm going to stop recording.
I need to go pick up a piece of furniture that I bought from work because we're moving offices. So
I thought you meant like it fell down.
No.
I need to do jack shit.
All right.
Oh, well, we'll let you get to it.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.